A recent decision by the Agricultural Labor Relations Board was in favor of the Groundwin farm workers who have an ongoing legal attempt to mandate the courts to force the ALRB to count their votes from a 2013 election to decertify the UFW union as their labor representative. PIC Justice is an organization that advocates for the 99% of the farm workers in the state of California to protect their freedom to choose their own labor representation. PIC Justice also protects their constitutional rights. Jesse Rojas is the spokesperson for PIC Justice. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Jesse.
Thank you, Patrick. It's great to be on here.
Jesse, so that recent decision was in favor of the Groundwin farm workers, huh?
So on July 24, 2018, the Agricultural Labor Relations Board amazingly issued a decision where, again, the United Farm Workers Union broke the law and violated the rights of Groundwin farm workers. What this was an old case where on September 9, 2015, there was a public hearing conducted by the ALRB in Fresno in a hotel. Well, one of the UFW's organizers, Nancy Oropesa, instructed hotel security to ban Groundwin PIC Justice employees from attending, which is a violation of their protected concerted activity.
Jesse, so this ALRB decision came down to a video clip that recorded the entire event.
An administrative law judge held a hearing, interviewed witnesses, and issued a decision that the UFW broke the law, specifically because of a video clip that showed everything. That has to go to the ALRB board, and which is what just came back to us, and they said, yes, the UFW violated the Agricultural Labor Relations Act by temporarily excluding a group of pro-decertification anti-UFW farm workers of Groundwin.
Of course, the UFW will appeal.
As you know, with this legal matters, the UFW, unfortunately, they still have the right to appeal it, even though a remedy has been issued. The remedy includes posting notices, like typical unfair labor practices, letting employees know that they broke the law and that it's not supposed to happen again. Now, what's a little bit disturbing is, especially if you compare other cases where the ALRB is very strong against a company or a grower for violating a type of right of an employee, they did not want the UFW to advertise in their campesina radio letting people know that they broke the law. They also did not uphold the ALJ's recommendation to retrain their organizers so that this does not happen again. So they toned down the severity of the issue and basically just gave them a slap in the hand. But we're hopeful that this will eventually, even if the UFW appeals, will get remedied and the employees at Groundwin will know that the UFW broke the law and that they have the right to attend a public hearing by the government. You know, any state agency in the state of California, the typical process, not just ALRB, is if a complaint or unfair labor practice or any type of charge is filed, you have to go through the process of doing a hearing or of getting all witnesses involved, all parties involved. You issued a recommendation to the board, which is the ultimate authority, an unelected governor-appointed board, to make the ultimate decision to uphold the full decision, to change it, or to deny it. Well, like usual, this was sent to the ALRB three members in Sacramento. They upheld the ALJ's decision in part, not fully, because they withdrew some of the remedies such as advertising on campesina and retraining organizers or retraining employees. But they still upheld because, as the ALJ quoted in the decision, and it was admitted as evidence, the overwhelming evidence was a video clip that us from PIC Justice, where we recorded everything that happened during that event. Everything, you cannot deny it, you cannot fake it, it's there. And he admitted, the Mark Sobel, the administrative law judge for the ALRB, that it was a very persuasive piece of evidence.
Jesse, keep up the good work. Don't ever give up. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
As long as the workers never give up, PIC Justice will continue to be around. And thank you and Lori for continuing to do the great work you all do.